watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
If you're going to put all of those together into one, We could do that in Arizona. Grass, corn, and a river. You could do that in Arizona.
Yeah.
Do they grow corn by Yuma?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go. He's singing about Yuma. Who knew?
Yeah. Buckeye has a river, runs through it.
Does it run year-round?
The Gila?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on where you're at.
Sometimes.
Define run.
Yeah.
Above ground, underground. Is it trickle good enough?
If the washes are running in Dewey, you got corn there too.
Corn and right. Grass, yeah.
Grass, yeah.
He was singing about Arizona. Who knew? We've got a number of text questions that have come in and we'll get through, but one more on the balcony garden for our last caller that was recently moved to Arizona within the last years. Those tower gardens, and there's a few different brands. There's True Gardens out of Mesa. Describe that system.
So it's a plastic. I think most of these are plastic. It's a cylinder that's up, goes vertical, and in the sides of them there are little openings where you fill that cylinder full of soil, and then in the sides of them there are little pockets. If anybody remembers the old strawberry pots, you know, you bought a pot, it had little pockets around it on the sides. You fill the thing full of soil and you plant it in these little pockets. Well, it's the same concept. So you have soil in the middle and you're shoving a plant in through the sides of the round cylinder. And then you water them, much like you were talking about the bottles where the water just runs. So this water just kind of runs down the top and runs down through these and has a reservoir at the bottom that holds the water and it kind of recirculates it. And it just, you know, pumps that water up to the top and it, you know, flows down and waters them and then, you know, kind of holds the water at the bottom and recirculates it. That's a very oversimplification, I'm sure, but that's the concept.
And then this one listener I was listening about the balcony and the patio and it got me thinking, could I put potted plants on my flat roof deck?
Well, they do roof gardens in a lot of urban centers. They're becoming more popular all the time, green roofs to where they're, yeah, I just better check with your structural engineer and make sure you've got the right kind of, the big thing there would be, what are you going to do with the water? You know, so if you're putting that much water on, it's got to go somewhere. So it needs to be able to be captured and, you know, not cause issues with your roof, but that is a concept that is being used. That's not a new idea.
And whatever you're going to, like, I'm picturing, because they said, I'm thinking about putting heavy pot / planter on my flat roof deck. I wouldn't set it straight on the roof. I'd find a way to get that elevated so it doesn't deteriorate the life of your roofing material prematurely, because I'm picturing it sitting physically on the roof and you move it away in a year and you've got...
So you better have probably a saucer or something to capture the water under the pot, and then between the saucer and the roof, they actually make devices called pot feet. So if you want to buy something that's already made, they're just designed to put, you can put like three of them in a triangular fashion that will hold that up. That way you can also, you know, clean out underneath them. Yeah, you know, if you set those pots right on the roof deck, you know, it's going to cause moisture to sit there. It's going to cause that decking material to deteriorate, that sort of thing. So, yeah, make sure there's some airspace underneath that.
You can do it. It's just got to be done right.
Absolutely.
There's a good luck with that. If you do it, send us a picture. We'd love to see it and put it in our DIY database.
There's lots of new residential, high-rise residential buildings in various places around town that have plants on the roofs, plants hanging off the balconies, balcony planters. So it's being done. So
I think that's a good look. I like
that's
that.
It's pretty, yeah. It
softens the downtown, you know, concrete
absolutely.
World.
Absolutely.
Fall fertilizing. We should probably cover that before we wrap up. It's not too late to hit your citrus.
So Labor Day was the trigger day for our next citrus feeding, as well as trees. And if they ever needed a fall feeding, this would be the fall that some of these plants need some help, you know, to try and recuperate from a pretty darn devastating summer as far as plants go. So we've had COVID. The plants have had 50. What? How many days did we end up over 110?
Who's keeping
high
track?
In the
know
mid
someone
50,
is,
over
do
50.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I don't want to know, but it was well over 50. We crushed the old record, which I think was 32 or 33.
Came close to doubling it.
Yeah, yeah. So not a good recipe for...
Not all records you want to break, but we...
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think we broke like Havasu's single hottest day, though.
No.
Now, or even that, or that even Phoenix's
still,
hottest day.
Still stands.
Let's hope that stands for a long time yet.
Just the number of days over 110?
Over 110. Yeah.
Well,
so it was almost 2 months worth over 110. That's pretty tough on plant material.
And you could potentially hurt it if you over-fertilize trying to be extra generous.
Yeah,
that could burn the tree just
don't
the same.
Try and play. Just use follow. When all else fails, follow directions. you know, use the appropriate amount. Make sure you don't fertilize a dry plant, so it needs to be watered really the day of or the day before you apply the fertilizer, then water it in again. And use the right amount and use a proper fertilizer for what you're feeding too.
And then pre-emergent, if it rains again.
if it ever rains again.
We're
yes,
going to see
fall,
a lot of sprouts.
Fall is a great time to put a pre-emergent herbicide down on your gravel areas or places you don't want anything to sprout from seed.
Well, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us,
absolutely.
Jay Harper, the Farm's Choice Fertilizer. Great. Speaking of fertilizers.
Yeah. If you're going to fertilize, we'd recommend one.